Good day. This is John David Miller. Welcome to Holistic Reality Radio Blog. Holistic Natural Health and Reality Analysis, presented by ReallyWell.com and SurviveTheChanges.com. It is wise to be both healthy and prepared. We've been talking about public poisons the last few weeks, and today we're talking about chemicals in the air. We are walking test tubes, an experiment in chemistry and nanotechnology that is affecting our health and could determine our thoughts. The air we breathe is a mode of delivering public poisons to us that we cannot easily avoid. If you want to learn more about public poisons, there's a website, publicpoisons.com, that we've set up to share lists of many of the poisons that are affecting us, and become more familiar with where those are so you can try to avoid them and minimize their getting to you. But atmospheric aerosol geoengineering, also called solar radiation management and stratospheric aerosol injection, these are the formal names for spraying chemicals in our skies, done since at least the mid-1990s. The main purpose has been creation of an artificial sky for the cabal's technological control of weather and the population. Geoengineering distributes aerosolized aluminum, barium, biological elements, nanobots, and more into our skies. Sprayed in the atmosphere from airplanes, these poisons affect our soils, water, air, plants, animals, and us. Many of the clouds in the sky are not natural. For at least 25 years, artificial clouds have been created by secretive methods of weather modification, engaged for multiple purposes. The cover story of this is that it is just an idea being discussed as a possible way to combat global warming. However, this climate engineering has been quietly done for decades, increasing gradually, and is actually a major driver of anomalous weather events and earth change activities. Other factors affecting climate change include the Arctic methane release due in part to geoengineering, a warming trend throughout the solar system that scientists have discovered or has been going on for quite a while, significant shifting of the magnetic poles. They travel, I think, 35 to 40 miles a year now, and possibly the approach of another planet or group of bodies that come near on a long cycle, some say 3,600 years, the Planet X idea. And you can learn more at SurviveTheChanges.com on the page about Planet X. But there is evidence of this in ancient writings, a lot of references. You can think of nothing else but Noah's flood. That would be an example. But also modern research has shown that these things are happening, and a lot of this information, of course, has been kept from the panic-prone public. Excuse me. Weather modification utilizes the frequencies produced by HARP technology. That's an array of antennas in Alaska, the High Active Auroral Research Project, I believe it was called, where they have a whole field of these giant antennas that can zap frequencies and bounce them off the ionosphere, particularly with these metallic particles that they've sprayed up there. But they have smaller HARP units now, or units that do this frequency-generating beams, that are mobile, they're on ships, they're on trucks, they can move them around and do it from other locations. But that facility in Alaska was supposedly shut down, but I believe it may have been redone and started up again. But in any case, these technologies, the metals in the sky and the frequencies, are used to intensify severe storms and droughts, reduce crops, destroy homes, move or eliminate segments of the population, hide the approach of a visitor planet is another possible reason why they're doing it, and ultimately to drum up climate change fear and or to control thinking. The Planetary Climate Change Engineering Project has resulted in weather used as a weapon while poisoning the populace to infiltrate our bodies with smart dust. That's what the little nanobots that are in the sprays are referred to as, smart dust. And they use this all for monitoring and ultimately controlling us and our thoughts. So we have a lot of information on this at survivethechanges.com. There's a huge, basically an online book. It's all really on one page or two, but about geoengineering. And then another one on climate change, the whole climate change issue, which is very important for people to read and understand because it's affecting all of us, and both physically and psychologically by what they're doing to trying to do with it and creating a crisis out of it. But learn more about geoengineering. You know, the tendency has been to poo-poo it or consider it a conspiracy theory that only wild-eyed wackos would pay attention to, but not so. I've tried to point it out for probably 12 to 15 years to people when they can see the streaks across the sky, the stripes and X's that are and other bizarre cloud formations. You know, once they lay down the streaks and stripes and they fan out into some type of artificial clouds and then hit them with the frequencies, many times they form into very bizarre patterns like layering of funny shapes and so forth, that you look at the clouds and say, well, boy, that's really interesting. And a lot of people are very impressed, especially with the sunsets, because the reddish sunsets are supposedly an indication of effects from other planets that may be coming in that they're trying to block the view of with all the clouds. But that's all speculation with some amount of people that are in credible positions revealing this, both whistleblowers and scientists that are analyzing it. So you have to look into it and decide for yourself. It's not clear what all is being done with the geoengineering technologies, but it is definitely going on, and we need to learn as much as we can and work together to minimize the public poisons in our homes and the environment. We need to learn to detoxify the body, clear a lot of these toxins out as frequently and as much as we can, drinking lots of pure water and using herbs and flaxseed and so forth to keep the channels of elimination flowing, keep these toxins moving out. There are herbal assistants to that. There's herbal formulas that help purify the blood and incite the peristaltic action of the bowel and so forth to get those elimination channels, ridding your body of as many of the toxins as possible. And then we need to learn where they are and avoid a lot of these toxic influences. For example, I recommend that people make a decontamination chamber on the way into the house, that you remove your shoes at the back door or in the entryway or somewhere and stack them up and put on footwear that you wear only in the house, rather than tracking the outdoor contaminants all over your house and then walking in your socks or bare feet on the same floors and all even outside. Unfortunately, our environment isn't clean to do that anymore. We've got too many chemicals falling out of the sky, the aluminum, the barium. Some of these are radioactive. You have the nanobots that are in and on all of us. We all have them. But you want to keep them to a minimum. The more you have in you, the more likely you're going to have some health repercussions from it, getting to the point that overwhelms your immune system's ability to handle it. So it's very important to minimize the intake of these poisons, and you can do that, you know, by making some rules at the home. Clean up all the carpets and floors, and don't bring outdoor shoes in and on all those surfaces. keep them in the entryway, and then just have indoor shoes or footies or something like that for walking around the house. That's just one suggestion. Want to clean all your produce thoroughly, wash it two or three times, and also possibly use hydrogen peroxide or vinegar or something along with it to kill any potential life forms that might be harmful. Because there are biological elements in these sprays as well. There's mold spores and various germs and such. So you've got a real mix of toxic waste, coal fly ash, full of the aluminum and the fluoride. There's fluoride in these sprays. There's barium and thorium and sulfur, and blood cells have been found, tiny little bug eggs, and these engineered, biologically engineered nanobots. There's a combination, in some cases, of electromagnetic technology and biological technology, DNA and that sort of thing. So it's very hard to get a full grasp on what all they're trying to do to the environment and the people with all these sprays. But it's also very important that we dig into it as much as we can and know as much about it as we can so we can try to protect ourselves. So that's what this is about. Get other people involved, sit down and have some discussions about the spraying in the sky. You can just watch the skies for a few hours on an even day, especially later in the day, usually in the western skies where the sun's going to set. They're loading up the skies with artificial clouds that don't really look like the clouds of our youth. For those boomers that are in my age bracket, we know that clouds used to look like very nice puffy puffs of cotton, and now they're very bizarre. But they even look chemical, the clouds, many times. So, you know, sometimes you have real clouds, but often you have a mix of, because the artificial clouds are, much of these materials they're spraying in the sky are to draw moisture to them and create cloud cover. So, learn more, survivethechanges.com on the geoengineering page, and work together to learn how to identify these issues of public poisons and how to detoxify and grow food with a minimal of poisoning, and get other people involved and organize and work on how we can make things better as well as survive these poisonous abuses. Superfoods like Northern Edge Organic Milled Flaxseed, delicious greens with the 8,000 ORAC units of antioxidants per serving, the flower pollen extract that we have with all the phytonutrients and antioxidants in that, as well as organic spirulina and turmeric. These are all very important to be added to the diet to strengthen and maintain health. You need key knowledge of detoxification, a full range of nutrients, as well as protection from EMF fields, electromagnetic fields, like your electric wires where the power connects to the house. If you have a smart meter, that's especially a problem. Then the Wi-Fi and cell phone. All these things are part of the abuse of ourselves by technologies that are harmful. We need to learn more about how to protect ourselves or our devices you can put on your cell phone, for example, to neutralize the energy field coming off that can be harmful. So please visit reallywell.com, really well, could be really well, and look there for the outstanding superfoods and other natural health products and information. Thank you for listening. It is time to move with purpose. Time to understand. Have a good day.
It's not too late for getting started, and never too soon to show the world the dreams alive never parted. The time has come that it's unfurled. Now's the time to move with purpose, and now's the time to seek and find. It's not too late to make a difference. It's never too soon to raise your mind. We've been waiting for this fog to pass away. We've been waiting for the darkness to subside. We are building the road of a new day, but don't seem to know whether to go or whether to hide. Are we too busy? Are we too stressed? Or don't we know what to do, who to be, or where to go? It's time to understand, find out who I am. It's time to understand and do what I